This week's audio postcard takes us to Utah's Cataract Canyon. The canyon is a portion of the Colorado River, famous for treacherous rapids and stunning sandstone landscapes. Writer Doug Fine recently rafted 126 miles through this terrain with 15 friends. He sent us this story, only slightly damp, from his trip.
Other than myself, everyone on this 9-day trip was either a professional guide or a longtime rafter. Nels Niemi is both.
All we're going to do is bounce a few rocks around.
He's a 64-year-old legend who has guided in Alaska and the Grand Canyon for more than 30 years. His style is crusty. This is a man who hasn't watched an hour of TV since Lyndon Johnson was president. As he cracked the first of the day's beers, Niemi told me he was going to make a rower out of me on this trip.
And because they're swivel oar locks, you tend not to have the blade straight up and down.
For 6 days, we floated lazily past red desert canyons, watching spring arrive and cottonwoods bud. And then on day 7, just below the confluence of the Green and Colorado rivers, we approached rapids. To a river guide, the water contains elements like tongues, holes, and eddies. To me, it looks like flowing water. I guess it's sort of like those posters of dots that eventually resolve into an illustration if you stare at them long enough. Guide Nacho Stevens, who was along on our trip, looks for what he calls the rapid's tongue.
There's a V-shaped bit of water that kind of all funnels together at the end, so that little tiny rock there that's just barely covered with water, if you took a raft into that, you could easily rip the floor out of your boat.
And so we hit the rapids of the Colorado River.
Have fun, let it rip!
My job, in the boat I shared with Niemi, was to bail water over the side with a 5-gallon bucket.
Go down the main drag here, run Pelican on the right of center, hope not get too much water in the boat, because that's what you get to do, mate. You get to bail this crate, okay?
All right, here we go. We're entering the rapids right now. This is Brown Betty, right?
This is Brown Betty. BFR's out here all over the place.
What's BFR?
Big rock.
Okay, here we go. Oh, baby. Whoa! Okay, I'm wet, and so is my mini disc player. Hopefully this will keep rolling.
Yeah!
I spent the morning with teeth chattering before Niemi and I nearly flipped the boat in a rapids called Satan's Gut. It was a matter of hitting the tongue a few inches from where we had wanted to. I recognized we were in for trouble when I found myself with one hand around the boat's bowline and my other three limbs in the Colorado River. It was only because of Nimi's experience that we made it out of Satan's Gut.
And Glenn's, tent is a little bit wet. Right?
Niemi took it all in stride as, over dinner, he explained what had gone wrong. Dinner is the traditional time for revising and embellishing river stories.
And popped an oar, and, general mayhem. Yeah, that's all. It's a mayhem run. That's all. It wasn't pretty.
To the guide mind, it's all part of the fun. No one had died, and tomorrow was another day on the river. And for me, I can't really explain it, but I guess fear, shivering, and sunburn are somehow rejuvenating. For National Public Radio, I'm Doug Fine.
Now what can I expect to get today?
It's not like a little bit pregnant, it's wet.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.